Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wait a second. That takes Would him, you rather know. Have Howard or Drew Aller?
Howard.
And then all hell broke loose. People were piling on limits.
What? You have to be kidding
me.
I'm not
sold on Drew Allard or Drew Aller either.
All right, Bob, if Drew Aller,
this is a news flash.
I am not ready to put him. All these quarterbacks have questions. I have no idea.
But if I told you right now,
yeah.
You have a franchise.
Uh-huh.
And I'm offering you one of two quarterbacks.
Yeah, but you didn't say franchise quarterback. You said
future.
If you have
and I'm
a
not
franchise.
Sold on Drew Aller either. Believe me, especially right. as the top overall
because
pick.
Because I don't know. I don't know.
And I gave you two choices: Will Howard and Drew Aller. You would take Will Howard as your guy.
Yeah, I would.
That is an absolutely ridiculous take.
Holy horse!
That is the thought.
I'm not.
That happened earlier, Bob. He came after you with the growl of a tiger.
But there's a little bit of a difference. You later said. Franchise quarterback. You said if you were a franchise. That's all you said. There's a difference.
I said we're really parsing
words here. No, there is a difference, yes.
If you're starting a franchise,
what do you think these teams are, franchises? If you are a franchise is what you said.
If you're a franchise starting out and you need a quarterback, which
one
would
you pick?
Did
you put starting out in there?
You're deflecting, Bob.
I'm telling you, forget all that.
Who's
the
better quarterback, Howard or Aller?
I think both are going to be okay in the NFL, but nothing beyond okay in the NFL. That's my thought.
Yeah.
Categorize them all you want, but I liked what Will Howard did in the championship run-up. I did. I thought
you
the competition
put Howard
was
over
good.
Aller. You said you'd rather have him under any circumstance, and I bet you a lot of people agree. According to Limits' Twitter poll, a lot of people do agree. Limits does not agree, and Limits came after you.
No, he came
you
after me with a hard, ridiculous, and it wasn't just. Hey,
did it hurt, Bob?
That's a ridiculous. No. He has his opinions. That's fine. I still brought him food. I don't hold grudges. I've learned long ago that's a cancerous kind of thing to hold grudges, and you take it with you. Stress becomes, untenable. I'm not going to do that. So you have your opinion. I would never call your takes ridiculous.
Limits, what do you think of that
when Bob says
that
well,
to you?
I do think that
I feel like I'm in couples therapy.
I think ridiculous maybe went a little bit too far.
It's not just the word, it's how you said the
did
word.
Did you want to apologize? You hurt Bob. Like, did you want to apologize?
No, you didn't.
I would love to.
No
apology.
No, no
apology
necessary. No apology necessary. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it was the venom behind
would
it.
Insane have been a better word?
Probably. Probably not. No.
Just thinking of other words, thesaurus to use.
Regardless of whether Bob wants to be apologized to, do you feel compelled to apologize?
No, I do, because Bob is the nicest man alive.
You don't have to apologize for anything.
Go ahead, for your own conscience.
I would not accept it because you don't need to do it. You said what you said, and it's fine. I respect your opinion. You could be right. I could be wrong.
I think my opinion is right, but Bob, I apologize for trashing yours.
It's almost like you read a statement.
I apologize for trashing yours. Bob, this reminds me of when you called Ron's opinion stupid, and he never got over that.
I never called him stupid, though. He kept saying, I called him stupid. I did not call him. I called his point that day, stupid.
See, I didn't call Bob ridiculous. I just thought his point was ridiculous.
But there's a fine line. If you tell me, hey, what you just said and what you think is stupid, you know, it doesn't take, it's not like you're diving off the Grand Canyon to get from there to you think I'm stupid. I think that's Ron's feeling that he still carries in Fort Myers. He carries.
See, but that's my retirement. My retirement advice for him was not to hold that stuff for. Let it go. Let it fly away. It doesn't matter. Why would you torture yourself with your hanging on to that?
Some of us like to torture ourselves, Bob. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Mulsey. Brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester, very
Thank
kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Bob, any final word? You get the final word today.
Final word is I'm going to be anxious to see if the Steelers do anything else to compensate for Pickens gone, because I still think the draft room needs another person, somebody else in a number two role. I don't know that Austin can fill that role. Maybe he can. But, you know, if not, they're going to need somebody. It's a long season. There are injuries, and you don't want to put yourself in that boat.
Bob, why in my everyday walk of life am I not real big on hot dogs, but when I'm on a golf course, it seems like the greatest thing on earth? Why do hot
Me
dogs
too.
Become better at the ninth hole?
It's something weird about it. It's just the only thing I can eat on a golf course. Nothing else. They have other sandwiches or whatever. I just love hot dogs, and especially if they're kind of burnt.
Oh, you know? The ones at Oakmont were the best I've ever had.
I'm ashamed to tell you how many I had there yesterday.
Incredible. How they put it on that little thing that slightly burns it. It's incredible, Bob.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But I don't know, because I would never crave a hot dog ever. I don't go out looking for them. We don't want hot dogs.
Do you put relish on them, Bob?
No, I should, but I don't.
Ketchup, mustard?
Ketchup only.
Yeah. Yep. That can get a little messy depending on what shape the plastic container is in, right?
That happened to me yesterday where I you know how you eat a hot dog and you put too much ketchup on? You eat it one side and at the other side it comes just drizzling,
right.
And it was all over my outfit.
The end of the hot dog also seems problematic. Like, I know that nobody knows
the
ingredients.
Sort of like pizza crust. I'm not a big pizza crust person. I'd rather have up until the crust.
Limits, you're a wonderful man.
Not as great as you guys.
Well, Bob thinks so, and so do I. I'll see you tomorrow. We won't see Bob tomorrow. Television duties beckon. We'll see you Monday, Bob. Limits, you and me, big boy.
Let's do it.
Good night.
Take care, Bob.
See you guys. Have a good one.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.